It is Thursday, December 6, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Support for KUAF comes from the Rogers Historical Museum and its Winter Wonderland tours at the museum's 1895 Hawkins House. They run through December 31st. These tours explore how ancestors survived winter's weather and used it as inspiration in decorating their homes. Located on South 2nd Street in downtown Rogers, 621-1154 or rogersarkansas.com/museum.
The third annual Fayetteville Half Marathon is Sunday, beginning at 6:30 a.m. at the John McDonnell Outdoor Track Complex. The event features a half-distance marathon, a community fundraising 5K, and a one-mile fun-run walk. Registration and more information on the web at fayettevillehalf.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, bees in an Ozarks winter. We find out how the flying pollinators survive during the colder months. And Siloam Springs in Pictures. A new book collects images of the town.
First, yesterday we brought you news that the Fayetteville City Council had come to a consensus on where to build a parking deck in the city's downtown entertainment district. David Juergens is the city's manager of the project. He says the theater lot site at the southeast corner of the Walton Art Center campus offers distinct advantages over either of the other two sites considered.
If we built on the Walton Art Center lot, the big parking lot, we would, A, have to build a much larger structure to make up for all the parking spaces that we would take up with the footprint of the deck. And, B, we would lose the revenue that would be coming in from the parking in those spaces. And then, C, our customers, during the time of construction, would have many fewer spaces to park in. So a similar problem with the east lot, where we would be using up a parking lot that's used every day by paying customers.
Juergens says that construction on the theater lot site would be less disruptive to parking in the entertainment district than on either of the other considered sites. But he says future development potential is another reason the big Walton Art Center lot was not chosen as the site for the parking deck, as that lot is the largest undeveloped piece of property in the downtown area.
It seems that it would lose its potential if we took up half of that space with the parking deck. So if we could follow more of an infill methodology where we nestled the parking deck closer to where more people want it and not use up that large potential lot, then it leaves much more potential for us to do other type of growth in the area.
In addition, building on the east lot would have put the parking deck closer than comfortable to residences and businesses, and he says would have required additional land purchases by the city to make way for construction. Juergens says the next steps in making the parking deck a reality involve selling bonds to pay for the construction and working with architects on the final design.
The wait is over for country music fans as the lineup for the Thunder on the Mountain Music Festival was announced yesterday. Toby Keith and Luke Bryan will headline the event. The event is scheduled for June 6th through the 8th at Mulberry Mountain, just 1 week after the annual Wakarusa Music Festival. Other performers include Big and Rich, Montgomery Gentry, Gretchen Wilson, Colt Ford, Reckless Kelly, and Fayetteville favorite the Sarah Hughes Band. For the full lineup, visit the festival's website, thunderonthemountain.com.
Let's call those hogs.
Let's start this way.
That was the scene yesterday afternoon as Brett Bielema called the Hogs for the first time as the head football coach of the Razorbacks. In case you hadn't heard, Arkansas lured Bielema away from Wisconsin with a $3.2 million annual contract for a term of 6 years. The U of A athletic department held a press conference to introduce Bielema to the Arkansas public. But during the conference, Bielema said that while he grew up elsewhere, he has family ties to Arkansas.
I actually grew up in Illinois, but one of my favorite aunt and uncles grew up and lived in Little Rock, one of my favorite cousins. We only got to see him once or twice a year because they'd only come for Thanksgiving or the holidays. And actually, my aunt and uncle still live in Little Rock. I have a cousin that lives right here in Fayetteville, and it's going to be fun to rekindle with them. They used to bring us some Arkansas gear. I couldn't even tell you where Arkansas was when I was eight, but I was wearing that hat. It was a lot of fun and excited. With that, they introduced me first to what the fans of Arkansas are always about.
Bielema says that the first time that he witnessed the passion of Arkansas fans firsthand was during his first year as a head coach, when Wisconsin faced Arkansas in the Capital One Bowl. Coach Bielema says he experienced the fans' passion as he and his team received catcalls of Pig Suey throughout the bowl week back in 2007.
And yet he still came. Mostly cloudy tonight in northwest Arkansas, partly cloudy in the Arkansas River Valley. lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of rain. Highs in the lower 60s in northwest Arkansas, near 70 tomorrow for the Arkansas River Valley. Friday night, clouds, slight chance of rain and fog overnight in northwest Arkansas. Lows throughout the region tomorrow, lower to mid-40s.